to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh, it's time to talk movies for a Friday just as we head into the weekend, Mr. Lee. I can tell you now there is nothing I'd love to do more on a Friday or over the weekend is to go and see a good movie.
Exactly right, JT. It is Friday today, isn't it?
Sure is. Well, yesterday was Thursday and tomorrow is Saturday.
So, oh, there you go. I just wanted to double check what day it was because, you know, I just don't want to turn up on the wrong day.
Yeah, I'd hate to do a bit of deja vu for you, Mr. Lee. goes around. But, no, we are here and today, Mr. Lee, we are talking about Holidays. Now, this is a Kiwi film, right? Seeing, you know, this Kiwi nuns. And, you know, there's some good names in this one as well, doing a bit of name dropping. We're talking Judy Davis, Miriam Margolyes, Jackie Weaver as well. Jackie, we know from obviously a whole bunch of classic TV shows that we've seen over the years.
And she was married to Darren Hinch, which everyone knows that whole story.
Yep, certainly was. So some big names in this movie. What's your take on it? What are you liking about it?
Look, I actually wanted to go see this last weekend and I didn't get a chance to. I was too busy. But it looks so much fun. And I think having these three great actresses all together in one film, you can't but laugh because some of the things they do, and you know what Miriam's like, she's so talented in what she does. And Judy Davis, remember she was in The Dressmaker? One of our famous movies that
Jocelyn Morehouse.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, but the one that I want to know more about is Elijah, is it Tamati? He plays Brian, and apparently from what I've been hearing, he steals the show.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm also seeing, and I want to find out from our Flickster, I'm seeing some emotive parts throughout the trailer as well. Looks like there could be some sad moments, so some highs and some lows. We're going to ride the roller coaster with our Flickster next. Before we do, though, let's have a listen to Holidays.
Brian Collins, what have you done this time?
Blasphemery, sister.
Blasphemery, eh? Well, that's a serious sin. You better come inside.
We're the last three.
Sister Agnes.
Sister Mary Claire.
Sister Luke.
We were the centre of this town.
Nuns Mountain. That's where she came from.
Years on and he's still no closer to accepting his mother's passing.
Yeah, I hate you! Get out!
The old ducks have had a good run.
Things are about to change around here.
Tell them what you told me.
The bishop said the convent is falling to pieces.
Oh, a property developer sniffed us out.
They betrayed us.
The deeds to the convent are in the South Island.
That's where Mum's from.
Why don't we just go get them?
We're never going to make it.
We're going to fix this.
All gifts come from above, James 1:17.
Genitals like donkeys, Ezekiel 23:20. Oh.
I don't want to go home.
You've got a family. A family that's waiting for you. A family that loves you.
Sister Luke, you are very holy!
Thanks! I try!
Mum? I'm here, Mum.
Death is one of life's great journeys. Journeys are not to be feared.
The nuns are not ready for retirement.
Things change, but we still look after our darling.
Whose car is that?
I stole it.
You did a sin. You should be prostituted.
It's a little late for that.
You should be prostituted too, Mr. Lee. But anyway, that is Holidays. And to tell us more about it, it's our Flickster. Welcome back to Talking Flicks once again. The amazing Oliver.
All right, thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you back, mate.
It's so good. Well, just going through, because you did Nuremberg, you've done Super Mario movie.
And they've done
Project Hail Mary.
Yes, Project Hail Mary. Oh, my God. That's right. That was one of the best movies so far this year.
Yep.
I disagree wholeheartedly, Mr. Lee. Me and Oliver can talk after the podcast about it. And he gave it a good score, too. Hey, Oliver, yes. just to give you a heads up, I gave it a one. Yeah.
He didn't like it.
Goodness.
I know.
And I don't know what to not like. It was one of the best movies. It was so well done, everything.
We'll have to agree to disagree on this one. Anyway, it's about Holy Days.
Yes.
Oliver, you went along to check it out. Going into this movie, what was your expectations? What was your thoughts when you saw the trailer and you decided to take this movie on?
I expected sort of like a very, very comedic, sort of fun, wholesome movie.
It looks feel good, doesn't it?
It maintains a very like wholesome feeling throughout the whole movie, and you connect to the characters.
Nice. Well, let's run through the movie. Can you just give us a bit of a background of what Holy Days is about? Obviously, we know it's got nuns and a convent and a little boy.
Yeah, well, it's set in 1974, and it's about a young boy, Brian, who's still struggling with the grief of the loss of his mother from a few years ago. He sort of deals with his grief by misbehaving so he can go to the church to help out the nuns, or to the convent, rather.
And what does he do when he goes to the convent?
He does things like polishes the floors, helps with the gardening, tidies up.
What I want to know, Oliver, is how they end up in the snow. Because we see the snow scene in the trailer, and I'm like, how does it go from the convent to the snow?
Oh, well, they have to get the deed for the convent, and the deed is in a town in the South Island of New Zealand, and they live in the North Island, so they have to go on a journey to the south.
Oh, how good. I love a journey in a movie. It's always good fun, and it's great when it's in a nice cold place. We will talk about some of the big names, Judy Davis, Jackie Weaver, but let's talk about Elijah Tamati, which Mr. Lee mentioned before. He apparently has stolen the show. Do you agree with how his performance went in the film?
Oh, yeah, he was really good. He had impressive emotional depth, and he was good at the comedy stuff too.
Which is great for his age.
Yeah.
Because how old is he? I don't even know how old he is.
I don't know. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page, so I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, it's not that important if you have a Wiki page. Yeah, well, let's just say he looks like he's fairly young. I'd put him in, you know, what, 10 maybe or something like that. So he looks quite young. Yeah, so maybe the start of what's going to be a great acting career for him. How about our favourites, Judy Davis and Jackie Weaver, Miriam Margoyles as well? How do those ladies go as the nuns?
Oh, they were great. They had really strong chemistry, so you understood their bond and they had some fun banter with each other.
Which is a nice thing to have because they've probably done movies together over the years, I'm sure. So they would have that bond off screen as well as on screen.
Yeah, definitely.
Which character do you think audiences connect with the most and why?
I think there'd be two. There'd be Brian because everyone experiences some issues with their parents when growing up. And for the older viewers, it'd be Sister Agnes because they have experience with pressure of responsibility.
Ooh, okay. And Sister Agnes is played by Judy Davis, for those playing at home, just in case. Do you think that there was any surprises in the movie from these actresses and actors?
I pretty much expected that from the actresses because, like, you know, you know their acumen were really good. So I was probably surprised by Brian, you know, because Elijah Tamati, rather.
What is he? He's been in a few movies. He's been in Deep Water. He's been in Maybe Daddy, Dead Ahead. So he's actually done a little bit over the years. So that's pretty good for his age to have actually done these sort of movies.
Yeah. No, he's got talent. You can tell from that from the screen.
Now, the director's done a great job here, I think, balancing some comical elements as well as some of the deeper themes. Did you find that across the movie? Because we did mention at the top of the podcast that it feels like there's comedy, but there's also quite a few emotional scenes throughout the film as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of very poignant scenes, especially with Brian as he's experiencing his grief over his mother, as well as the sisters as they're sort of dealing with their sense of obsolescence.
And do you find out about what's happened with Brian's parents quite early on in the movie, or is it something that there's a journey and you find out more as the movie progresses?
No, you find out what happened relatively early on, but that's the part of the movie you go along with him to sort of deal with his grief over the process of losing his mother and accepting a new mother figure.
Okay. Now, talking about other things, and the thing that I want to bring up, which I think I did say last week in the podcast, I've been to Mount Cook. JT was talking about the snow and all that. How important was it to see the New Zealand scenery? Because as we all know, it's absolutely beautiful. It feels like you're going back in time when you go to New Zealand because the scenery is so nice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's very pivotal to the movie because Brian's mother was Maori, so he's got like a very strong cultural connection to the land.
And when they're driving through different places and all that, do you get to see much of the landscape and towns of, I presume they'd go through a fair few towns if they go from the north to the south. And also, how do they get to the south? Do they go by boat?
They drive a car, but there's a ferry that goes between the islands.
Yeah. I've got to say, though, I think that New Zealand is a perfect backdrop for any film, really. I mean, and a lot of good films have been made there. We've got I'm going to look as far as Lord of the Rings, wasn't it? I think that was New Zealand.
Peter Jackson.
Just that amazing backdrop, the scenery, and so I think they've chosen a great spot to really do this film. Oliver, do you find that there's like Kiwi themes to the film? Like, do you feel like it's a New Zealand film, or could it just be filmed anywhere?
No, it's very Kiwi. It wouldn't work anywhere else, I don't think.
Is there many Kiwi accents in the film?
Yeah, Brian's got the strongest Kiwi accent, and a few of the supporting characters do as well.
But Jackie and Judy, they and Miriam's English, so they wouldn't be putting on a voice. And suppose being a nun, they wouldn't care.
No, they don't.
Yeah, because nuns can move around all around the world, so that probably isn't a major part of it. So, yeah. How was the music to the movie? Mm. What was that like? Did it fit?
Yeah, I think it really reinforced the 1970s era.
So we're talking like we're seeing some of those older type songs, the classics, sprinkled throughout the film?
Yeah.
Do you think that was a major part of the film? Because I suppose they're trying to make it at 70, so yeah, they probably wouldn't, would they? If they put through something modern in there and throw it all out.
Yeah, it helped to reinforce the feeling of the time period.
Yeah, which I must say, the 70s and 80s, the music and that time was so much simpler. Oh, God, I could go back to that time so easy.
Do you feel the film works more of a drama or a comedy? I'm kind of split from what I can see from the trailer. I think there's a combination of both. But what would have you preferred to land on if they were going to do one or the other?
I probably prefer comedy, but it does have a lot of comedic elements throughout the whole movie, so it's not strictly drama.
Which is good. Yeah, I think that's nice. I think it's going to have a bit of light and shade in these types of films. I mean, it's good to have some deeper moments, but then to have a few laughs as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And can I ask, is there a message in the movie? Like when you leave and you go, wow, this is a hidden message that I got out of it?
I suppose the main message would be that everyone processes grief differently and it's okay that they do.
Yeah, okay. Which is, it is true. And we all do process everything differently. Doesn't matter if it's grief or anything, it is the same. So everyone's different. So, oh, good. That's a good message. So, yeah. Well, Oliver, we've come to that time of the podcast which I'm going to head over to the freezer. Oh, looking in the freezer, I've got 5 Chop Tops here. They're all boysenberry. Sorry. That's all I've got at the moment.
That sucks. Don't want them. Take it back.
How many Chop Tops are you going to give Holly Days?
I'll give it a solid 3.
Oh, that's good.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
So go see it this weekend.
I think it's definitely one to see this weekend. Yeah. Yep. You know, again, you've got some great actors and actresses in it. You get to see young Elijah Dewey's bit, and you get to go on a nice journey, some great music. I think I've sold it pretty well, Mr. Lee, don't you?
Oh, I think he has. I think it is something that you need to go see. Thank you so much, Oliver. We really do appreciate you coming on. We're going to see you in a few weeks' time, I think.
Yes, the Dog Stars, I believe.
That's it, yeah, with Aussie in that one. So another Aussie in a movie for you. Sorry, we seem to be picking all the movies with Aussies in it.
That's all right.
Hey, Oliver, just out of curiosity, you know, with this movie, do you think you could see that? Do you reckon you could see Grant Lee in a convent?
I think
he'd
be pious as a nun.
Oh!
Oh! Okay,
that
thanks, Oliver.
Good. Well done, Oliver. Boom.
I would have said a priest, but not a nun.
Oh, my goodness, altar boy. Okay. I don't know where this is going. Anyway.
I used to be, actually.
Yeah, so was I. Long, long time ago. Hey, Oliver, have a lovely weekend, my friend, and we'll catch you again in a few weeks.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Oliver.
All right, Mr. Lee.
We're out of here. I like this music.
Bit of a sea shanty, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it.
Yep. Any this plans for the weekend?
You ask me that every week, I still have nothing prepared.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you're up to. You don't tell me anything,
okay,
right?
Okay, no. Well, I will tell you something. On Monday... it's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, how nice is that? Isn't
that
nice?
30 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Really I'm nice. Very excited. I can't wait. It might be a lot. No, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Hope not.
Well, you heard it here first. And I should point out as well, next week we do have a special episode dropping on Mr. Lee's wedding anniversary on Monday.
Yes.
The Travelling Film Festival is in town at... Orange, Wagga and Tamworth next weekend. It's going to be a big one. 3 big days of films. And we're going to be talking about it with the wonderful B from the Travelling Film Festival on Monday, Mr. Lee.
Yes. Cannot wait to talk to her about that.
Good fun. All right. Have a nice weekend. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. You enjoy your weekend.
And I'll catch you on Monday. Ready to rock and roll. See, I'm even taking you away from your anniversary to
I know.
Talk movies.
It's another important day that you're taking me away from.
Catch you then, Mr. Lee.
Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.